Despite local opposition, the UVF in East Belfast has carried on and replaced a mural of footballing legend George Best with an image of a gunman. Work had been suspended on the mural at Inverwood Court in Sydenham, but it has now been completed. Well, the Best mural was originally funded by European money as part of a regeneration project managed by Belfast City Council to tackle sectarianism. The new painting shows a UVF gunman along with a Martin Luther King quote which states, "Freedom is never voluntarily given by the oppressor. It must be demanded by the oppressed." Well, this morning, East Belfast PUP councillor John Kyle spoke to Good Morning Ulster.
The PUP are not spokespeople for the UVF. We don't have any control over the UVF. The UVF doesn't have any control over the Progressive Unionist Party. And that's why, as a Progressive Unionist Party elected representative, I am challenging this mural. I'm saying that it is a disgrace and that we don't want any more masked or hooded gunmen on our gable walls.
Well, did you try and influence them about this mural and stop it being completed?
Of course I did. And that was one reason why the painting of the mural was suspended for a period of time. But clearly...
They ignored you completely by the sound of things.
But clearly our council did not prevail. Mm. And people within the UVF who felt that they knew better continued to erect this mural. Now, we have said before and we will say again, there is no place for murals of hooded gunmen within East Belfast.
Now, let us know what you think if you're in East Belfast this morning. Perhaps you live very close to this particular mural. Perhaps you're one of those people fully behind the people responsible here. Let us know what you think. 0845 955 678. In the meantime, let's get the views now of the security journalist Brian Rowan. Also on the line is the Alliance Party's Mervyn Jones. Brian, first of all, to you. You heard John Kyle there pretty angry about what has happened over the weekend. Is this more than just about a painting on a wall, Brian?
Oh, it absolutely is, and I know that what John Kyle is saying has the support of his party leader, Billy Hutchinson, the leadership of the Progressive Unionist Party, which is politically aligned to the UVF organisation. I spoke to Hutchinson both yesterday and this morning, and he's made that very clear to me that John Kyle and what he's saying, that this painting of this mural is a disgrace. He's making it clear to me that John Kyle has got his full support. And this is not just about a mural. There is a bigger question about where we are in 2013. After a UVF statement 6 years ago that was about civilianisation and the future. And these paintings of hooded gunmen are a reminder of the past, of old ways and the old days. So whether this is a painted gunman on the wall in East Belfast or a real gunman under the dissident Republican label firing at the police in North Belfast, these are reminders of where we were many years ago and not where we need to go today and tomorrow.
What does it tell us, Brian, do you think about the relationship now between the PUP and the UVF?
Well, the PUP is politically aligned to the UVF. This is not the first time we've heard a PUP politician come out and criticise the actions of loyalist paramilitary organisations. I can remember some years ago, Billy Hutchinson talking about not going to Stormont to represent drug dealers when he believed there were some people within the UVF organisation using that label for self-gain and criminality. I can remember David Irvine calling the conflict of several decades a grubby and stinking little war. And now we have John Kyle stepping out, being very vocal, saying that this mural in East Belfast, and it's not the first of these murals in East Belfast. You'll remember a couple of years ago, hooded gunmen also being painted on the Newton Arch Road. But John Kyle saying that these paintings are a disgrace. That comment having the full support of the PUP leadership. But can the PUP have that mural removed? That's questionable. Can they lobby the UVF leadership and try to have it removed? Well, that's possible. But I think this is a bigger question, not for the PUP, but for the UVF leadership. Mm-hmm. Not just the UVF leadership in East Belfast, but the central UVF leadership that is based on the Shankill Road. Mm-hmm. Do they have control over their entire organisation? Have they got the authority and the standing to step in now and do what the community wants done and have that mural removed.
What's interesting here, Brian, is that it had been stopped. They put a temporary halt on work on this particular mural whenever concerns were raised within the community, whenever the PUP first started to talk about this. So there is an indication there that somebody was listening at some stage.
Yes, but then the decision was taken to complete it, and that sends out the message, we do what we want. So John Kyle being very clear this morning, I know that he has the support of his party leadership because I've had those conversations with Billy Hutchinson both yesterday and this morning. But really, if this is going to change, it's not going to change in this public commentary around it. It's a question now for the UVF leadership, those people that we don't see in here. What can they do to influence this situation? What can they do to make sure the community is heard? And can that central leadership speak to what is one of its brigades, so-called, in East Belfast, and bring about a change in what has happened there?
And just looking at the wider context, Brian, of course, we had the parade, Belfast City Centre at the weekend. Do we look at these things in isolation, or is there a greater plan here?
Well, there's a mood out there, and we know that mood. There's been a mood of protest and marching and street confrontation now for many months. I was in Belfast City Centre on Saturday. I spoke to a very senior police officer over the weekend. He described that police operation, more than 600 officers, 25 public order units, dog teams, water cannon, and at a huge cost. And he talked about another shed load of money down the drain. The nightly protest at Twaddell in North Belfast, costing £1.5 million a month, the police. So those are the huge financial figures. That is the huge cost. That senior police officer saying that message isn't landing with the community and with the political leaderships. But if anything is going to change around those questions of flags and marching, they're not going to change in street protest. This is now a matter for the Haas Talks Initiative. I was there on Friday when Richard Haas and Megan O'Sullivan, his vice chair, both said that there was a real sense of possibility in terms of the talks that they're having. Now, I wonder, is that based on first-week best behaviour by those they've spoken to? And when we get to the deadline in late December, will we still have that real sense of possibility? But painting murals on the wall, you know, confronting the police on the street, none of that is going to change anything. And if any of this is going to change, it's going to change in a dialogue. It's going to have to be talked out rather than fought out.
Well, let's hear now from one of the politicians. Brian, stay with us. The Alliance Party's Mervyn Jones. Mervyn, morning to you.
Good morning.
This is going to have to be resolved at a higher level, if you like, not just discussions around street corners. It's our politicians who are going to have to show leadership here and come up with some kind of policy which people can live with.
Well, yes, hopefully Haas Talks will be come up with something which might help in this area, but the whole situation is very regrettable. I spoke to some residents who, at the time, who were relieved when the painting was suspended and who are annoyed now that it has gone ahead. I mean, the people who have done this have just completely ignored the views of those people living in the area.
Mm-hmm. And were those people responsible for finishing the job at the weekend confronted by local residents, do you know, Mervyn?
Well, it's not an easy job to confront these people. They rule by intimidation and fear, and there's quite a lot of elderly people live in that area, and it would not be an easy job for them to come out and physically confront them. But they're certainly not happy with what happened.
Mm-hmm. And how do they see this now being resolved? Do they think that there's any hope at all that this mural will be removed, or is it there for life?
Well, it's going to be difficult. I mean, I think it's. Maybe it shows how ineffective the PUP are, but if they can't get it removed, I don't think it's going to be difficult for other politicians to come along. I'm sure the UVF will not take their lead from the Alliance Party, and they're not going to do what I asked them to do. Mm-hmm. But it's not wanted by the people who live there. There's no need for it. It's not the first time in East Belfast. The murals in the Newton Arch Road have been mentioned. They painted over a Glen Torren mural, which was put there after consultation with the local population. It was a team of the millennium, the best 11 players of the last 100 years, and they painted over that, and they painted over George Best this time.
Lots of loyalist community workers tweeting over the weekend, Mervyn, about what happened. Some of them suggesting that, look, this happens in Republican areas all the time and there's never a fuss made. Why make a fuss now?
I don't think it is. I think even in Republican areas, I think paramilitary murals are being replaced. In other parts of Belfast, paramilitary murals are being replaced for more community-orientated murals. Mm-hmm. And I think that's definitely a positive sign. I don't think there are new murals going up.
They also make the same point, interestingly enough, Mervyn, as well, that this is what tourists come to see. They come to see this side of Northern Ireland. They come and photograph these particular murals.
Well, this mural is in a small square Inveraray, Sydenham, as far away from an interface area as you could possibly get in East Belfast. I don't think there'll be any tourists coming to see it. It's only going to affect the people who live in the area.
Mm-hmm. Brian, of course, the focus for those people living in the area who are strongly opposed to what has happened over the weekend will now be trying to agitate, if you like, behind the scenes to see what can be done to have this mural removed. Will those conversations start happening now? What do you think, Brian?
Well, I think Mervyn's right that it's very difficult for ordinary people in the community to stand up because they still live in fear. In some of these communities, there's still dominance, and these paintings on the wall are about sending out that message of dominance and control. Mervyn made a comment there that it shows how ineffective the PUP are. I think that's a bit unfair. I think the fact that John Kyle has come out and said what he has said it so strongly is an important statement because it comes from the political party that is aligned to the UVF, aligned to the UVF organisation. I think it's important that other politicians stand up and alongside John Kyle in that commentary that he's making. I think it's important that Billy Hutchinson, the PUP leader, has sent out that message in those conversations I had with him yesterday and today, that he stands with John Kyle in his commentary. But really, the big decision here is for the UVF leadership, not just in East Belfast, as I said earlier, but the UVF leadership on the Shankill Road. They made a statement in 2007 about going away, about civilianising the organisation and looking into the future. These hooded gunmen are a statement about the past. Republican dissidents firing guns in North Belfast and placing bombs are statements about the past. So we need to get to the future, and that's going to take a lot of tough talking, hard negotiation in the background. But can the UVF leadership show influence, show authority and show control and make a difference in East Belfast? That's what we need to watch. Mm-hmm. In the same way that there needs to be that conversation within the broad Republican, nationalist, Catholic community about the dissidents going away. Those are the big challenges of today and tomorrow.
Well, we did try, Brian, this morning to speak to Billy Hutchinson. He told us he wasn't available to come on to the programme, but we are joined by the DUP's Assembly Member for the area, Robin Newton. Now, Robin, morning to you.
Good morning.
What's your view then on what happened over the weekend?
Well, deeply disappointing a mural dedicated to the footballing skills and the memory of George Best, and that mural was paid for by public money. And we were all hopeful that good sense would have prevailed when the work in progress actually stopped, and that common sense would have prevailed, and that the mural to George would have been reinstated. Obviously, that is not now the case.
Mm-hmm. We heard from the Alliance there, Mervyn, who has been critical of the PUP this morning and the influence that they no longer carry, it seems, with the UVF. What were your thoughts on how the PUP have handled this? Mr. Kyle had been very critical this morning in what the UVF has done, and we're now being told that Billy Hutchinson is 100% behind him.
Well, I can understand John's disappointed, John Kyle's disappointment as well. I know that John has made the efforts. He would have much better connections into the UVF than I would in any way have. Mm-hmm. And I mean the disappointment and indeed the anger in his voice came across in the interviews that he has done this morning.
Mm-hmm. The difficulty, of course, is to trying to reach out now to the UVF, to some quarter there that might carry influence to have this mural removed. Do you think our politicians, Robin, perhaps could do more in terms of the policy that they set, the example that they set? Because we only have to look at what happened in City Hall and the fallout from that over the flying of the Union flag. We now have the hashtags. We now have an opportunity to put things right, if you like, to ensure that what happens here is done properly. And we do not have incidents like this where people can feel disengaged and they just do what they want.
Well, there are undoubtedly issues that need to be addressed, and the Haas talks are obviously a part of those, the solution to those, and let's hope that we can reach agreement by Christmas with Mr. Haas and his team. But I think that those who are engaged in the painting of the murals, and let's remember, this isn't the only one. There are two on the main Newton Arch Road. One actually was a mural that was erected to the Glentoran Football Club, and it was obliterated as well, and now carries the image of a very similar image to what is in Bereri. But I think that those who are intent on doing this, they're not obviously going to listen to political representatives, but they ought to listen to the entire community. And no matter what survey you do, in terms of this type of violent mural, the community in itself has rejected them. I understand another mural, another survey was done about 2 weeks ago, and indeed, overwhelmingly, the vote was in favour of the retention of the George Best mural.